Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Geoffrey Pilgrim to commence a further chapter of Office Wife. Well, my interstate trip with Stella, and with or without Marcia, is off, at least for the time being. And I can tell you I was never more pleased about anything. Well, there's going to be trouble, of course. Puller had a fair amount to say about it when I cancelled Marcia's booking at the last minute. And now, after Marcia's accident and my refusal to leave for at least a week, he's acting as though I'd thrown him to the wolves. I wouldn't be surprised if he takes his account out of my hand. Oh, well, I'm seeing him at his office in a few minutes.
We'll know the worst then.
Now, look here, Pilgrim. What's the matter with you? Don't you like handling my business?
Of course I do. It's one of the best accounts in town. You know that as well as I do.
Well, you better pull your socks up.
Exactly what is the matter, sir?
I asked you a week ago if you could put in a fortnight for me on the West Coast. You said yes, you could. So I made arrangements with Percy Fleming, got your plane and hotel bookings for yourself, your secretary, and your wife.
I was quite happy to make arrangements for Marcia myself.
That's all very well. But I made them for you. Then the next thing, you wanted your secretary to go on a different flight. Don't ask me why. Then you're on the phone, or your secretary is, to say that your wife isn't coming. Cancel for her and give her seat to your secretary. I'm not running a merry-go-round, Pilgrim. I'm running a fast, smooth, interlocking business, and nothing gets my goat more than chaps who can't make up their minds.
Now look here, sir. What do those few small changes mean to you? Precisely nothing more than someone sending a message on your teletype. If that's too much for your office stuff, you should let me make bookings for my wife myself.
It's not that. It's the messing about. I like people to make clean-cut decisions and stick to them.
Well, I'm sorry I put you about, Mr. Puller.
Look here, young fellow. I've a fair idea why you were chopping and changing all the time. Maybe I shouldn't have any idea. Maybe I ought to shut up. But it looks darned odd to me if a man, his wife, and his secretary can't even travel on the same plane.
I don't see why my wife need come into this discussion at all, sir.
She's in it very definitely when you say you can't get away because she's had an accident.
I'm not leaving till she's out of hospital, Mr. Fuller. And that's flat.
But according to what I hear, there's nothing wrong with her.
Well, she was cracked on the head rather badly. Does she have to have both legs off before I concern myself?
What are you going to do if you stay here instead of looking after my interests? Hold her hand?
Look, this is getting us nowhere, Mr. Puller. I'm not leaving this week for you or anyone else. And quite frankly, I don't see what you're complaining about.
You're acting kind of independent, aren't you?
Would you prefer me to beat about the bush?
Listen, Pilgrim. Just because you've married into your firm, and you've plenty of pull with Tressida Bendigo, don't think I can't take my account out of your hands at the drop of a hat.
What's holding you up?
You've done a good job so far.
I've done a very good job so far. I've cut your costs, and I've secured you two big contracts with shipping tighter than it's been for years. I've put you in every day and half my nights, and I've involved myself in personal difficulties, all to do what you call a good job. And do you know why?
Well, why?
Because I'm married into the firm. Get one thing straight, Mr. Puller. So far from lying down on the job because I have some pull, I've been running twice as hard. So if you think you can get your account handled better somewhere else, you can tear our agreement up today.
Now, I might do that. I'm only waiting to see what Fleming and Bendigo have to say at the conference this afternoon. What time is it?
2:30.
Will you be there for the first part of it? All right. I'll see you then. There's nothing personal in this, Pilgrim, but business is business.
Yes. And we mustn't let anything come before business, must we, Mr. Fuller?
No. We mustn't do that.
If we lose Fuller's account, Percy, it's not going to make me lose any sleep. But nevertheless, it doesn't look good in the city.
Palmer can handle it.
Possibly. But I can't see Fuller taking his affairs out of Jeff Pilgrim's hands and still leaving his account with the firm.
Oh, what's got into Jeff? His wife's all right, isn't she?
Yes, Master's all right. A bit shaken up, that's all. But I don't blame Jeff a scrap refusing to leave while she's still laid up.
If you ask me, he didn't want to go. He didn't want to be 2,000 miles away from her with Stella Bronson under his wing.
It's a pity Marcia's developed a phobia about that girl.
It's a pity I ever engaged her, if you ask me, Tressida. What with Marcia, your niece, married to our best executive, jealous of his secretary, and because of it, Puller's account going west... What are we running, a management corporation or a fourth-rate vaudeville act?
Well, I don't see that Benny Puller's up in the air because Marcia has taken the dislike to Stella Bronson.
In the last analysis, that's what's at the bottom of it.
Well, look, what line are we going to take at the conference this afternoon?
Will Jeff Pilgrim be here all the time?
We can ask him to clear off after the preliminary discussions, I expect.
Well, you'd better do all the talking.
Keep Jeff quiet, eh?
Yes. It's all very trying, Bendigo. I feel the whole business reflects on my management.
Shut up, Percy. If ever we start in business again, we won't engage any woman under 50. I will insist on all our chaps being grandfathers.
That sounds like an excellent idea. Well, all we can do now is wait till 2:30. I don't suppose it'd be any use asking Jeff Pilgrim to resign, would it?
What did Benny Puller have to say, Jeff?
He was pretty terse.
You think he might take his account somewhere else?
I'm practically certain he will.
Oh, surely not.
I'll know this afternoon. If he does, I'll have to resign, of course.
But that's ridiculous. You can do whatever you please in the firm. Just so long as you're married to Marcia.
It so happens, Stella, that's one thing I don't take into account.
I still don't see why you have to be stiff-necked and talk about resigning.
You can't lose accounts worth $50,000 a year and keep your job, no matter whom you're married to. Oh, well, if I do resign, it won't break your heart, will it?
Much you'd care if it did.
Let's keep away from personality, shall we? It won't make any difference to you if I leave, except that you'll be taking dictation from Harry Palmer instead of from me.
Jeff, why don't you clear everything up? You only have to say you'll go out to the coast tomorrow.
If your husband had been knocked about in a car smash, wouldn't you stick around for a day or two? Puller's been darned unreasonable, and I told him so this morning.
But Marcia's all right. She's probably making the most of her precious bruises just to keep you here.
Now, look here, Stella. Your tenor a week doesn't give you the privilege of butting into my private affairs.
Oh, I don't want to butt in, Jeff. But I don't want to see you leave the firm for things that aren't your fault, either.
I'm touched.
And if Marcia was half a wife, she'd make you go.
Miss Bronson, will you kindly get on with your work and allow me to run my private life? You'll get plenty of trips away with my successor.
Mr. Pilgrim is here, Jeff. Will you come up?
Right away, Mr. Fleming. Here we go, Stella. Keep your fingers crossed.
I've had them crossed all day.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Well, I don't suppose we'll get anywhere by mincing matters, gentlemen. Mr. Puller's not satisfied. He wants to know what we're going to do about it. Is that the position?
That's the position, Bendigo.
And it's my pigeon because I insist on staying here till my wife's out of the wood.
Your wife is out in the wood. She were dying or something, it'd be different.
Are you married, Mr. Puller? Oh, no, no. Of course you're not.
That's nothing at all to do with it, young fellow.
Now, just a minute. This is getting us nowhere.
I'm a fast operator. I've got a lot of competitors. And I sink or swim according to my snap decisions. I've been swimming a long time, and now I'm in a big way. When I say a thing, I expect my fellows to jump to it. Hogan, you're not jumping fast enough.
Right. Now it's my turn.
Now, just hang on a minute, Jeff.
No, sir. Mr. Fuller, you take a pride in saying exactly what you mean, don't you? Straight from the shoulder and all that.
That's me.
All right, you can dish it out. Now let's see if you can take it. You call yourself a smart operator who has to make a lot of snap decisions and so forth.
That's right.
Well, you make a lot of snap decisions. And you also make a lot of mistakes.
Are you going to tell me how to run my business?
I'm going to tell you a few facts. All this smart operator stuff, all this high-pressure businessman with six phones in your desk, all this get me San Francisco, get me London, get me Cape Town, it's all a lot of rot. It's a darn silly pose. It doesn't matter two pins whether I fly to the coast tomorrow or next month, and you know it. Last time I went away for you, it was interesting, but it was a waste of time. And we'd have both been better off if I'd stayed here.
Now, just a minute, Jeff. Mr. Puller's come here to...
I started this, and I'm going to finish it. Mr. Puller wants to see his account well run, but he also wants to see 50 people jumping when he shouts. Well, so long as I'm handling his business, I'll make my own decisions. I'll decide when I go away and when I stay and whom I take with me.
Is that the lot?
Yes. Now I made myself clear, I withdraw and get my resignation with that. I'll be in my office.
Well, gentlemen, that appears to be that. Pilgrim's out. So we may as well tear up our agreement, eh? I'll arrange something with my lawyers in the morning.
Not on your life, you won't, Bendigo. That's what I like to see. A chap with guts. He was right. So far from throwing him out, I'm going to give him more of my business. He'll do me. I might even see if I can get him into my own organization. Jeff Pilgrim, and his secretary as well. Now, that's not a bad idea.
We invite you to listen again to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production. Thank you.